Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss interaction hypothesis. So what is the interaction hypothesis? See, as a definition, the interaction hypothesis is a theory of second language acquisition because that is what we are talking about, language teaching methodology. So it is a theory of second language acquisition that states that the development of language proficiency is promoted by face-to-face interaction and communication. Face-to-face interaction and communication. So the emphasis is on interaction. Now, with respect to the scholars that are generally associated with this, the first and the most important name is that of Michael Long. Michael Long, L-O-N-G, Long. But even before Michael Long, there was the input hypothesis, input hypothesis of Stephen Krashen, And the interaction hypothesis is somewhat similar to the input hypothesis of Stephen Krashen. And if you recall, Stephen Krashen is associated with which methodology? He is associated with the natural approach. Natural approach. Along with Tracy Terrell, Stephen Krashen developed the natural approach to language teaching. So, ye jo hai interaction hypothesis, it borrows some of the principles from the natural approach. In particular, the input hypothesis of Stephen Krashen and then builds on that. And I told you that the most important name in the field of interaction hypothesis is that of Michael Long. Now he has written two important works. The first one came out in 1981. Iska title tha Input, Interaction and Second Language Acquisition. Input, Interaction and Second Language Acquisition. Then another work came out in the year 1996. Iska title tha The Role of Linguistic Environment in Second Language Acquisition. The Role of Linguistic Environment in Second Language Acquisition. Now, after the name of Michael Long and Stephen Krashen, ek aur naam aapko yaad rakhna hai, which is of Teresa Pica. T-E-R-E-S-A, Teresa Pica. P-I-C-A. And in the year 1987, she published a work called The Impact of Interaction on Comprehension. The Impact of Interaction on Comprehension. Aur ek aur naam hai jo aap yaad rakhna, it is the name of Rod Ellis. R-O-D, Rod, then E-L-L-I-S, Ellis, Rod Ellis. And he is famous for the work called The Interaction Hypothesis, A Critical Evaluation. This was the work which he published in the year 1991. The Interaction Hypothesis, A Critical Evaluation. So, remember the names of these scholars and theoreticians. Because these names are particularly important in the field of interaction hypothesis, or when we are talking about interaction hypothesis. Now let me tell you some more details about the interaction hypothesis. As I told you in the beginning that the emphasis is on interaction. Now there are two claims that this interaction hypothesis makes. Pehla claim jo hai, it says that comprehensible input is a requirement for second language acquisition. This is the first claim. The second claim that it makes is input is made comprehensible to the learner or the student via negotiations for meanings in conversations. Input is made comprehensible to the learner or the student via or through negotiations for meaning in conversations. Ye do claims hain, and it goes on to say that the comprehensible input, comprehensible input is the language that the learner can understand and which is slightly above his or her current level of competence. For example, if we could divide the entire lecture or entire syllabus into parts, starting from the easiest with 1, then 2, then 3, 3rd level, 4th level, 5th level and so on. Maan lo ki my level of comprehension is only till 2. Then according to this methodology, comprehensible input would mean that giving me input which is at a slightly above level. If my level is currently 2, then the input or the instructions that will be given or should be given should be of a higher level, which is 3. So, yahi cheez jo hai yahan pe keh raha hai, that the comprehensible input is the language that the learner can understand and which is slightly above his or her current level of competence. Aur ek aur term maine aapko bola, that there are negotiations for meaning. Now what does this mean? So kis cheez ki negotiation hoti hai yahan pe? See, broadly it means that, suppose you can't understand the meaning of a phrase or a word or a sentence. So the interlocutors or the teachers have to overcome such communication breakdowns by giving such clarifications or confirmation checks or some kind of comprehension checks. Ki haan, jo bhi learners hain ya students hain, unko samajh mein aa bhi raha hai ya nahi? Ya if they are unable to agree on what the meaning of a sentence or a phrase or a sentence is, then what should be the meaning? Let me clarify. Okay? This is what it means when it says negotiations for meanings. Now, a few more things you should keep in mind is that the methodology of the interaction hypothesis is based on providing learners or students with opportunities to interact with the native speakers. Okay? Or other learners in the target language. Okay? In the target language. Matlab ye ki if I am a speaker of Hindi, if I am trying to learn English, then the mode of conversation will be in the target language, which is English. And furthermore, the students are made to engage in meaningful and authentic tasks that require communication and cooperation. So the learner's role is to communicate, negotiate meaning, and interact with others, rather than to focus on memorizing things or repeating things after the teacher. Okay, the emphasis is not on memorizing or repeating things, what the teacher said. It's just on negotiating the meaning, interacting with others, and communicating. Now, after that, let's discuss some of the limitations of and some of the criticisms against the interaction hypothesis. Okay? Now, one criticism is that it is too vague and simplistic because it doesn't specify in concrete ways the type or the amount or the quality of input and interaction that are necessary and sufficient for language acquisition. Uske baad, the next criticism leveled against the interaction hypothesis is that it is too narrow and limited, as it focuses only on the role of input and interaction in language acquisition, thereby neglecting the role of other factors such as output, such as feedback, attention or awareness or motivation or cognition. All of these factors are given secondary importance, and the primary importance is only given to input and interaction. And one more criticism against the interaction hypothesis is that comprehensible input, ye jo phrase hai bar bar use karte hain interaction hypothesis mein, but comprehensible input is itself insufficient for the acquisition of second language. Okay, because research has proven this, that insufficient hai. Yes, it is important, but insufficient. Aur dusri cheez bolte hain that, you know, comprehensible input basically means that, you know, to make any complex concept or word or grammar rule or anything very, very easy for the learner to understand. But what happens is, if the input is too simplified in order to make it comprehensible, there may no longer be new complex features for the learner to notice. Okay, because simplifying is one thing, but the thing is, you can't simplify each and everything, each and every aspect of language or any discipline, any learning discipline. And just emphasis on comprehensible input may in some cases hinder the learning process, because learners may be able to understand the meaning of a sentence. Okay? Temporarily, yes, they have understood, without realizing that they do not understand all of the individual components, such as the lexical or the grammatical items. Okay? Because whether we study language, whether we study mathematics, physics, or any subject, there are some things that must be understood in all its complexities and all its multidimensionalities. Okay? We can't just reduce complex things to a very simplified form just to make it comprehensible. So what is proposed is that the interaction hypothesis is good to the extent that it focuses on the importance of interaction, but interaction itself is not sufficient. Okay? So from an exam point of view, what are the things that you should remember? Pehli cheez, that the emphasis is on interaction. Second, who are the important names and the scholars that are associated with the interaction hypothesis? I told you, Michael Long, uske baad Teresa Pica, and then the earlier one, Stephen Krashen, because from his input hypothesis, some ideas were drawn and ultimately included into the interaction hypothesis. Afterwards, I told you that the emphasis is on comprehensible input. Okay, comprehensible input. Ye term yaad rakhna. Okay?